Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeremy, you would think by now that Kim McCusick would know the drill.
Yeah.
You have to put the headphones in to hear what we're talking about. He's fumbling and stumbling as we're getting ready for the segment.
And Kim, I know you're getting ready to get to your first question, but we were talking about the Liars' Luncheon.
I don't get it.
Ken didn't bring us any food back.
Not at
all.
He
said the only good thing about it is you get lunch.
No, we didn't get lunch. Here with Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore. Get out. Everyone asked me before, are you going to the Liars' Luncheon? Are you going to the Liars' Luncheon? No. Why? Because it's called the Liars' Luncheon. That's 2 hours of my life I can't get back, and I don't believe anything they say. No, I'm not going. I'll go to anything else they invite me to. That, I don't think so.
It's honestly like a lot of the press conferences where you have to kind of sift through the information. There's a few nuggets of interesting stuff, and there's a lot of stuff where if they're talking nicely about a player who's left, well, okay, that's kind of coach speak. If they're talking about what they're going to do, a lot of that's GM speak in the draft. And then there's a few little nuggets that really meant something in this one.
All right, can I ask you about the proposed Brandon Ayuk stuff? Because I don't think it makes it like. That would be a luxury for me. Like, you add that guy, it'd be great. But, like, some of the, like, even the one that FanDuel put out, the trade proposal, you're giving up three picks and a player. You're going, what the hell is this? For a guy that you're still going to have to pay eventually.
Yeah, and not eventually after this 1 year. You're going to have to pay him, what, $14 million or something he's making this year. So there's some surplus value there. But Brandon Ayuk is probably worth $25 million this year, and you only have to pay him $14. So that's the value you should be trading for. After that, you got the same rights to sign him as anybody else, and you're just buying that in advance with this, or buying a right to negotiate with him a little earlier. I think the amount was suggested is so beyond ridiculous. Bateman, a second in 24 and 25, and a fifth in 24. By the way, who was sitting around at FanDuel and said, you know what, I don't think a second in 24 and 25 is enough, plus Bateman? You know, that's like a huge amount of currency there. Let's add a fifth in 20.
You know, it's one of these young guys that hired to work for him that wrote that headline that loves fantasy sports. It's like, come on, man. That doesn't even work. And the Ravens, when's the last time the Ravens have given up three picks?
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
You know, I don't go. No.
Like, I think Brandon Ayuk is great. I think, like, one of these guys that's so underrated, phenomenal route runner, good hands. But
that's a lot to give up. Yeah. A lot to give up, man.
12.8 yards per target last year for Ayuk, and the greatest ever in Ravens history is 11.04. So it's nothing about how great a player he is. He's absolutely fantastic. It's about,
can you make it work? And does it make sense?
Can you make it work? And I think that what I want people to ask themselves is, don't say, oh, they should have enough room under the cap, they don't have a wide receiver under contract, blah, 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 blah. Really ask yourself, that has an equivalent to cost that might be what Linderbaum and Hamilton together make for the next few years. Are you willing to give up those players to get Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah. And that's the chess part of it that people don't think about.
Kim McCusick joins us from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, we talked about Jadeveon Clowney in the year that he had last year. Kyle Van Noy came and put up big numbers. And we're talking about a lot of players who are coming here and stepping up their game, getting to the quarterback. Are we overlooking the impact that Chuck Smith has on these men and what they're doing with his team.
I hope not. I think he was just fabulous last year. It's very clear. And one of the things that came out of the Liars' Lunch, I thought it was very significant, was they said Chuck Smith plays a big role in evaluating prospect pass rushers. Hmm. I was very happy to hear that. You know, it's like, that's a guy I can work with. I want that kind of thought going into who they had. So Chuck Smith, going to have to get a big year out of Ajabo this next year. Going to need to get some good play out of Owe again.
What do you think of the signing of Deonte Hardy, bringing him back home?
Yeah, a local kid, obviously. Very small guy. If you don't know him, he's only 5'6", 170, but he was AP1 as a rookie. That doesn't happen very often. As a return man, had some great years with the Saints, played this last year with the Bills. He actually has a little bit in terms of receiving chops. I think he'd be on the field as a gadget player. It's kind of interesting. At the luncheon, again, another thing that was said was that, and this is something DaCosta almost appeared to give away, he was asked about the return game and who they thought they needed, and he said, we'll be in good shape on, you know, ... in September, you know, kind of thing. So he kind of already knew the Hardy signing was coming.
Well, Ken McCusick joins us. Ken, pick number 30. That's tough. That's a challenge. But from my understanding, they believe some players who they had on a board in the 20s could fall to that 30th pick.
Yeah, and that's the way to look at your board is you if you want the board to come to you, put out your best 20 or 25 players. You don't even 25 at 30, but you need 20 players and hope one of them makes it. And I remember the year that they traded for Cody being their first pick. I mean, they traded the pick and they drafted Cody. They said they had one of their 13 guys at 26 or 27 that they still wanted was on the board, and that was Dan Williams, a nose tackle. Thank goodness they didn't draft him in the end. But they said no on that. They traded the pick, Ozzie did, and then they went ahead and drafted in round two, and that didn't work out so well either.
Yeah.
What do you think is more likely, trading back or possibly moving up with the picks that they have? Because if you believe anything from the Liars' Luncheon saying that not enough draftable players on the board, that leads me to two things, that either you're going to finagle some of your picks to go get a guy you want, or you're trading out of this year's draft and into next year's, which is always a possibility, or he was BSing us.
Yeah, I think trading back is certainly more likely, and it goes to a point, you know, earlier, when's the last time the Ravens gave up three picks for a player? I mean, they want to get two picks for one. And I think that you know, there's a sweet spot in the draft in rounds 2, 3, and 4 for a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. And if they were to get a pick in round 2 and round 3, maybe, I mean, one year for the Tebow pick, they got a round 2, round 3, round 4 draft pick for number 25. I think if they got that kind of offer, they'd probably jump on that again. And that gives them some currency to move around in those rounds too. So,
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, look inside your crystal ball. We're sitting there at the draft. We're watching. Roger Goodell comes up. He says, with pick number 30 in this year's draft, the Baltimore Ravens, fill in the blank. You don't have to give me a name, but what action follows that?
I hope that they draft their future left tackle at that spot. And I think there are some guys who might be at the intersection of need and value at that point. They have other guys that they probably like enough as a BPA, perhaps a cornerback, that they would also draft. But I hope it's the future left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens.
That'd be awesome.
I like that. The intersection of need and value. That's where you want to meet,
yes,
Rob, to find the best player.
Need and value?
Need and value. Now, with this draft, we've talked about it numerous times, the fact that so many quarterbacks are going to go. We've seen, a couple of tight ends in front of them. Not that they wouldn't be interesting. I was just telling Rob, they're talking about Brock Bowers is shooting up the draft board. And I'm like, from where? They had him at 10. There's going to be so many quarterbacks and wide receivers off the board. How far can he go? But I think the top 10 is, I don't want to say set, but I think we know who's going in that range. Do you think there's any chance somebody slides or that the, you know, because when we look at this draft, I do think it's very, as you said, there's that top with the wide receivers. If you're looking for one more, I think there's so many good ones right there. And then I think there's all that value in round 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I think the guys who are going to slide in round 1 are people like, you know, potentially Mims could slide, but I think he's really highly valued. You know, there's offensive tackles who could slide. Jordan Morgan is some people have him higher than 30. Some people have him lower. I don't think he's a great guy for the Ravens. So, you know, I'm not interested in having him slide. But Kool-Aid McKinstry, maybe he slides. You get him at number 30.
Oh, I would love to get Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So there's guys in the 20s who could slide a 30.
What's your favorite flavor? Mine's red.
Mine's purple. All right, Kim McCusick, before you leave, I got to ask you off the cuff baseball question.
Okay.
No prep for this. Was Cedric Mullins' catch last night not one of the greatest catches you've seen in recent baseball?
It was definitely one of the greatest ever. It reminded me of one Len Dykstra made a lot of years ago. It was an over-and-out catch. You may remember it yourself.
Yeah.
It was one of the greatest catches.
Pull.
Thought it right away.
Lenny Dykstra just found his perfect ED medicine, so he said he went from nails to screw now. This is true, by the way.
Have you seen him give an interview about finance before?
Oh,
it's hilarious.
He's lost. So he's out of. He has no. He lost his dentures. He went to prison. He got beat up. Got his teeth knocked out. He's lost his teeth. He's insane. All he talks about is women and drugs.
He got beat up in jail.
Yeah, he got beat up by the guards in jail, I think.
Oh,
then he got dentures and someone threw him out. So now
can you imagine him in jail?
What a piece of work, man. He's so funny, though. Old
can't
PC.
Tell folks how to get the Film Study Baltimore and why they should.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Great content this week coming out. 2 hours per day, basically, of top 10 countdowns of various positions. Inside linebacker was out yesterday. I actually forget what's out today, but look for it. It'll be out there in a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.